those who are supporting Israel are far, far, far away. Good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. Please sit back and enjoy today's episode titled "They Are Far Away." I look at this context of the Israel and Palestinian prospective war or fight which is taking place, but when I sit down and really look at it, Israel has backers which are far, far away from the region. They're not even there. If you go to look at the map, there are Western parties which are behind Israel, and since Saturday they've been echoing that countries should support Israel, they should support Israel, countries should condemn Hamas. All of those parties and powers, Western powers, geographically, they are not near the Middle East. They are far away, separated by oceans and miles away. Because their neighbors of Israel is Palestine, Lebanon, and Syria, which I consider from the scenario which was placed and put it down by Hezbollah, which is in Lebanon. Though that region of the Middle East, there are many countries which surround Israel which can cause major problem. If the statement which was laid down by Hezbollah was to emerge or take place, the one that the whole region, if Israel is to continue, the whole region was going to get involved, meaning that it would be more wider. Now, which what I see is they're looking at those neighbors is one thing. Will Israel conduct the ground invasion as it's piling its soldiers near the border, near the southern border, which they felt embarrassed on Saturday when Hamas crossed over into their land and broke through that fence? So if those countries, those neighbors, that's what they're looking for, even although at the north there, the northern border of Israel and Hamas and Lebanon, fighting has been going on. It's just fighting relatively low, but I assume and think the line which has been drawn here is if Israel is to invade and go straight into direct conflict with Hamas in Gaza, maybe the region would come in to picture, and the region will come in. Because going back to the powers which are supporting Israel, if that is to happen, the whole region gets involved, none of those parties which support Israel stands to lose. Let me look at the European powers and give you a scenario of how I see the European powers. Before I look at how they are doing, see how they reacted when Ukraine was invaded. The first statement they said, we do not want to get into a direct fight with Russia, but we support Ukraine. That's what they say. They don't want to get in direct conflict with Russia, but they automatically say they support Ukraine. But the Ukrainian president, Mr. Zelensky, he begged and kept on asking for the aid which they wanted they said they would give him. But they took time, slowly, looking for themselves first, that if they were to do so, what will Russia say? What will Russia do? They took time gradually to give them everything which they requested, but still, they want more. They did offer, but the one thing which I assume, if the scenario which I don't, which the world doesn't want to see, which was put down by Hezbollah, I assume the way the European powers didn't want anything to do with the war, that's what they will do also to the Israelis. That's why I think Israel should be really careful, because look at the picture which, and look at very clearly what happened and took place to Ukraine. It should stand as a huge and clear example that they will support you. They will start slowly, but eventually they will give you, they will provide you. Because one more thing, if you were to remember, the Europeans and the Americans, those are the powers which are supporting Israel. They don't like refugees or migrants. They sit down, they take migrants and refugees as a huge problem. They want to live in a world where in a country it's only and only the citizens which are there. They don't want, if it's possible, according to what I see from them, is that they do not want immigrants or refugees. Because remember, our African brothers and sisters and our Middle Eastern brothers and sisters, they don't choose to be where they are. Things just take place. And those sisters and brothers also which are in South America and the Americans, they don't choose, but destruction just take place, poverty just take place. But when they go where they assume that they will get help, they are told by papers, they want proof. Sometimes situations are dire in other countries. Look at the way things are occurring in the Palestinians. We can all see that, everyone sees, the world is not asleep, to be honest. Yes, the world can see that the Western powers are supporting Israel, but the citizens are not sleeping in other parts of the world. The other people around the world, they see that an apartheid system is still being intact upon the Palestinians. Because Europe, if the scenario of Hezbollah is to take place, it would lose nothing, believe me. But Israel will be seriously facing a huge problem. Believe me, they will give you those weapons, but doesn't mean that you will win that war. It doesn't mean so. If you look at the big dog, the powerhouse itself, the USA, it's far away, miles away. What they have done significantly, the Americans, since 9/11, is that they don't want any war on their home soil. They don't want anything. They saw it. They got a taste of what happens when destruction is upon your own soil with the 9/11 events. So from their side, it's fine when the fight takes place far away from them. Okay, as long as if it's miles away over plenty of seas, and it's fine on them, they will keep on supporting you. USA doesn't want any of the citizens to go and witness or go through what they went through with 9/11. That's clear. They made it clear that even if Israel was to get involved, as long as the fight is not in, I mean, the USA, they're fine with it. They will keep on saying that they support. So all of these parties, they stand to lose nothing. Nothing for them will be lost as long as this. They say they will support you, they will give you. But why do they benefit? They benefit because the economies are on the line. They benefit because they sell war weapons to people. That aid which they are providing is that other countries should support them and join them and be blindsided of what's actually happening in Palestine. Apartheid is there. People are suffering. There's a siege. There's a blockade. And the whole world is forced by the powers. They want the whole world to come along and say they condemn Hamas. But if you look at what the Saudis are saying, you can see where they stand. They say they support the Palestinians because they're fighting for a good cause. They're fighting for their rights. They're fighting for everlasting peace. The thing which is important, which the neighbors, those supporters, I believe me, those supporters of Israel, they are citizens. They're not bothered. They have no problem. They have rights. They are free to move all along wherever they want. But if the Palestinians, when they retaliate, they want the whole world to say it's wrong and it's unprecedented what happened by Hamas. I'm not saying I'm in support of any wars. I'm a person who supports that people should go and sit down peacefully and they speak. I'm from South Africa. They tell me and I see and I understand the history of how things were in South Africa. I know people who had no rights. I know people who their rights were stepped on upon. That's how the Palestinians feel. Their lands are being taken. But the world is turning a blind eye. It's not that the world is turning a blind eye. It's because funds are being given directly to Israel. And those powers which support Israel, they are giving Israel the power to do as they like. They didn't expect and anticipated what happened on Saturday. They didn't. It took them by surprise that actually Hamas can do such a thing. They didn't expect or they didn't take it to be in a scenario which they could say it can happen. Remember, these Western powers which say they support Israel, on the same time, they are the ones who say they must respect the Oslo Agreement. They see a two-state, they want to have a two-state solution. But how will this have a two-state solution when you are supporting Israel? You see, the world is not asleep, okay? That's why in those countries which are supporting Israel, if you were to check the people, if they were to be given a voice, there are those who in those countries are saying free Gaza, free Palestine. Because if you look at it, It's total apartheid which is happening there. Palestinians have no right. No rights, nothing. They're blockaded. And I'm telling, if that what happens, the theory and what was laid down by Hezbollah is to take place, believe me, Israel stands to lose very deeply. It would be more embarrassing than what they saw on Saturday if the whole region now turns against Israel, because the way it's happening, it will reach that point. And if it reaches that point, the way those powers which are far, far away from Israel, the way it happened to Ukraine, they will say, we don't want any direct fight. If they were to get involved in the fight, then they will be dragged by the Americans to get involved, saying that they're supporting the Israelis. But if what the Hezbollah said, as I hope and don't really want it to get to that extent, I just want it to retreat. But my scenario and my picture is that Israel should be careful, really careful here, because all of those people who say they support Israel and they're busy condemning, if the Hezbollah statements is to occur and the region is involved, the whole region will be against Israel. And if the region is mostly against Israel, defeat will be something which the Israelis will taste. But the Western powers, what will they do? They'll continue to say, we support, and they'll continue to pumping in the aid for Israel, not to avoid seeing as they have lost. But Israel stands to lose, as those people, those countries which keep on supporting, they're far, far away. They're miles away from Israel. The neighbors of Israel, those are the first one if to get involved. If something, if Israel, if they see what Israel is doing is getting out of line, those neighbors there will be the ones who have to get involved. Because time and time again, when there's an escalation, when there's a fight, first of all, who I hear stopped it, I hear one country, Egypt broke out the ceasefire between Hamas. Egypt came along and stopped the fighting. It's Egypt and Egypt who is near. So they are supporting, but those parties who come in and intervene are those who are near, because they know if it is to go on out as a full out war and the region gets involved, it's going to be chaotic, as the economies will be disrupted, problems will be many. So if we the world seriously doesn't want to get there. But I only just want to say, those who support Israel, they're far away. And Israel, if it was possible, but I doubt under the right-wing government which is there, I doubt if they're going to retrain. Because if they turn their agendas, their people will take them to be weak. So if things are to turn the way Hezbollah placed it, yes, Israel will have the upper hand in the beginning. But if it gets really serious and the region is involved, Israel is the one who is in danger. Its citizens, I feel for them. Because if you were to see other those citizens of those countries which are supporting some of Israel, some of those citizens are saying our money is being taken and is being directed to Israel to give Israel leverage and power to keep on abusing the Palestinians. So I don't want it to reach there, but what I want to say is Israel should be very careful, very vividly careful. Its supporters are far away. The supporters of Palestine are very near, near the borders, which is Syria, which is Lebanon, and Palestine itself, and other countries which are in the region. The likes of Saudi Arabia, they want Palestine to get everlasting peace. So if it is to happen, yes, they stamped a blockade. France said it doesn't support the idea that the Europeans want to stop finance going through to Palestine. So it's not like the whole world is asleep. The whole world is not asleep. We're looking. We just do not want a war, because the only thing which if the Middle East gets involved, oil problems will be there. We already went through and we experienced wheat problems. There's a food shortage from the Russian and Ukrainian situation. And back then, when the fighting took place in the October war between Israel and Egypt and Syria, they said oil was nowhere to be seen. So we do not want to reach such scenes. But Israel, I just want to say, I do not think they will have a government which is gonna come now and say they're reversing everything. I doubt that will ever happen. But if it continues, something will evolve there, and Israel will lose a lot of things. I'm JB State. May there be peace in the world. I'm JB State. Never be too shy to express yourself. Thank you.